You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Alia, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis.
Raised by sound. Yo. I need to start with another intro. I always say yo. I like to surprise people. Maybe you guys expect it. I said yo four times though this time, so hopefully that's unique. Anyway, welcome guys. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR, and this is the Audio Box with Devin Germain. Hopefully you guys are doing well. Shout out to Run Riverside, playing some great music. Got some Stax, got some 80s. Played The Cure, yeah, it was great. It was a great show. And he played Jimi Hendrix version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And I know when Jimi Hendrix performed that, Paul McCartney from the Beatles was very impressed with that. He was very impressed. And Jimi Hendrix was considered a guitar god, of course, in the 60s. Eric Clapton initially was considered a guitar god. But then Jimi Hendrix came into the scene. Because there is that story of Jimi Hendrix performing and Eric Clapton being behind the stage, just kind of with a cigar in his hand, kind of shaking. Because he's thinking, how am I supposed to go on after this guy? Because he's supposed to go on after Jimi Hendrix. Anyway, hopefully you guys are doing okay. Today is going to be an 80s theme show. So, initially, I didn't know what type of show to do. I was like, okay, I can do a retro show, or I can do a modern, you know, latest music or 2020s, 2010 show. I didn't know what to do. But then it was last week on Friday, I found that the day before on Thursday that Angela Bofill died. So that felt like an indication that I should do a retro show. So I decided upon doing an 80s themed show. So that is what I'm going to do today. I'm going to have some, of course, some R&B. I'm going to have some new wave. I'm going to have some stuff that is not from the U.S. or the UK. But yeah, it should be a good show. Yeah. I'm going to have some other stuff to talk about during my next break. It's going to be related to tinnitus. And yeah, I'll just say that much. Now, I'll probably just kind of pay a little tribute to Angela Bofill. But yeah, stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR, the Audio Box with Devin Germain, and we're going to kick it off with two songs for Angela Bofill. I'm not going to lie, I did kind of cheat. There's only going to be one song from the 70s, but I had to do it for Angela because I really like the song. Anyway, here we go, guys. Enjoy and see you next break.
Ooh, Time. Back to his eyes. Hey, this is Jim Spake, and I'm host of Cabbages and Kings on Thursday afternoons here on WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
Yo, what is up, everybody? How does it go? Go does it how? I'm just saying stuff by this point. Anyway, you're listening to 91.7 FM WXR, the audio box with Devin Germain. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know. Sorry, I'm in the mood. Like, just to kind of, you know. Anyway, so I'll go over the songs. I just play it. I play two songs. So I play Angela Beaufort, Too Tough. Then I did Under the Moon and Over the Sky. And that kind of showcased her kind of range. She did a lot of different genres. Did a lot of ballads. Did some dance music, R&B, jazz. She did a lot. But yeah, rest in peace to Angela Beaufort. She was of Puerto Rican and Cuban descent, I believe. And interesting fact, she was one of the first Latina women to gain a lot of popularity in the R&B field. So yeah. So after this, I'm probably going to do a little somewhat like R&B, some ballad stuff. Then I'll probably get to some new wave, some sophisticated pop, all that. So yeah. Oh yeah, okay, so. I am gonna talk about this. Okay, 10 minutes. So it was, oh my gosh, when was this? Was this like 2 or 3 weeks ago? I can't remember now. Cause I plan on talking about it last week. I plan on talking about it last week. And I kind of forgot. So here's what happened. So I was in a museum in Nashville and I was walking. The next thing I know, the floor kind of goes sideways and it's shaking. It feels like it's shaking. And I'm like, what the heck? And then I look behind me because there's a couple behind me and they look confused, but they're just confused because they don't know where to go with the museum. And I'm looking at them like, do you feel that? They know what I was talking about, but they were just trying to find their locations. Then I was asking my family, then they were like, no, we don't really feel it shaking like that or anything. Then it turned out like the day after I had vertigo. So that was great. And then my mom started describing how tinnitus was. And I was like, so is it like a ringing in your ear? And I was like, is it doing like a high pitched sound? And she was like, yeah, that's what tinnitus is. And then because it was when she described it, that's when I started hearing the ringing. So I don't know how long I had tinnitus. I don't know if it's because I've listened to a lot of music or what, but I'm going to figure it out. It could be, you know, different stuff with the ear. It doesn't have to be that you were just listening to loud music, but yeah, just remember, guys, when you're listening to loud music or anything, just to be cautious. Don't have the levels too high because you really want to take care of your ears, because from what I know, you can lose your hair ears. Is that how they say it? That's how I'll say it, but you can't get the hairs back, unlike other things. So just be careful, guys. Just be careful. Ears are very important. And a lot of people say, like, oh, watch out for your ears. you know, because you don't want to have hearing loss or anything. But I sometimes, especially when you're young, you take it for granted. But yeah, just be careful, guys. Be careful. Anywho, yeah, I just really want to talk about that and just kind of give a heads up. Also, you can get some earplugs to kind of help reduce, you know, loudness and stuff. Anyway, I'll get on to the music. And I'll be doing Melissa Morgan. Yeah, I'll go with that one. So stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR, the audio box of Devin Jermaine. And this is an 80s themed show. So let's get it. Let's get it.
Looking just a simple smile or two. Then all of a sudden, a whole lot of trouble and changes I'm going through. What I need is time.
This is Marcella Simeon, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Everybody, you're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR. This is the Audio Box with Devin Germain. So, oh yeah, this is an 80s theme show. Welcome everybody, if you're just tuning in too. Welcome to the show. Oh yeah, first before I go over the songs, gotta say, WYXR is raised by sound and is a community-based station, and it is through you guys that we're able to keep this station running, because you know we got everything up in here, got you know headphones, you know vinyl turntables, we have a lot of stuff, and it's been through you guys' help that we've been able to keep the station running. And it's almost been 4 years. It's going to be 4 years pretty soon that we've been running the station. Opened up during the pandemic. I always think about that sometimes. That I look at the video of the opening on DayYXR up and I'm like, oh, wow. But yeah, if you guys want to support the station, you can go to WYXR.org. Click on the donate button. Yeah. We would very much appreciate that. And thank you guys for just helping us stay on and for listening to us. Got a lot of DJs here, over 90. But okay, I'll go over the songs. So I did Melissa Morgan, Heartbreaking Decision. Then I did Prince, It from Sign of the Times. Then I did Hero Bryson, There's No Getting Over You. Hero Bryson, iconic ballad writer, man. Oh my gosh, that dude was great. Man, his ballads were beautiful. And I mean, I can't help but think about Beauty and the Beast because he did, you know, the song Beauty and the Beast. He was, did a duet on that song. But yeah, shout out to Hero Bryson. Love that guy. Incredible songwriter. But yeah, Prince, the song I played from Prince was from Sign of the Times, by the way. And I think that's his best album. Personally, I think that's his best one. It kind of showcases his abilities and his craft, you know, in my personal opinion. It's his best one. And it has a lot of genre mixing in. It has some electronic mix in there, some rock, some power pop, some avant-garde-ish stuff. Because some of the songs are like pretty avant-garde in a technical sense. And I kind of like experimental avant-garde stuff. But yeah, Prince was one of a kind, man. One of a kind, for real. But yeah, if you guys have listened to his albums, I think a lot of people say 1999 is also their favorite album, but Lady Cab Driver is like a 9-minute song, and the first time I listened to it, I was like, I'm like, this song's bumping, you know, and it, you could tell it has that Minnesota sound that influenced a lot of the artists around the time, but the song is very interesting, because you know how Prince was, he was pretty suggestive and stuff in his songs, but I was like, wow, Prince, for that song. I was like, I don't know what to say. But yeah, this is probably gonna be my last break, but thank you guys for listening. It has been an honor, like it is every week, listening, and well, for you guys listening to me, I don't know where I was going with that. For you guys listening to me, I'm just thankful to be able to, you know, speak with you guys, play new music, because the main goal of my show is just to play music that I'm liking and to, you know, help you guys out and, you know, exploring new music perhaps. And then my friends or you guys putting new music on me so I can play it. But it's just about discovering music essentially. But yeah, thank you guys. Stay tuned next week. Not next week. Oh, yes. No, stay tuned for me next week. I'm getting my words mixed up bad. But stay tuned for me next week, of course. But stay tuned at 2 for a Swish and a Glide. I did it right this time. But Lori hasn't showed up yet. Dang it. But I'll prove her correct or again next week. But thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you guys next week.
I long for you. los dos en la misma prisión, vigilados por el ojo incansable del deseo voraz, sometidos a una insoportable tensión de silencio.
Hay que esquivar y no romper el hilo. Son las formas.
Okay, I had to do like a quick break. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I just did two songs from Spanish groups, Radio Futura, then Nacho Pop. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. And I guess I'll be out of here. Oh yeah, this is from, oh dang, it didn't pop up. But this is the group that Daniel Malero was in. And he was kind of associated with Gustavo Cerati from Soda Stereo, iconic Argentinian group. And I think he wrote one of their songs. Who was it? Which one was it? Tretame Suavemente? I think I said it right. I think that's the song. But yeah, he wrote that song for them. And then him and Gustavo Cerati did an album in the 90s that was kind of like a segue into electronic music and it's featured in Argentina. But yeah, just some information about that. But yeah, this song is pretty 80s, right, Lori? The kick drum too. But yeah, thank you guys for listening and stay tuned for Swishing the Glass. I think I did it better earlier, but you're here now, so I think I did it good enough. But yeah, see you guys next week.
Sobre mi corazón. Support for WYXR comes from the Memphis Brew Fest, taking place at Shelby Farms Park on Saturday, June 21st, featuring 40 local and regional breweries, live music, food trucks, and more, with proceeds directly supporting local charities. More information and tickets at memphisbrewfest.com.
Memphis Listening Lab proudly supports WYXR. They provide a curated collection of music and music history, a forum for music-related talks and performances, and a music education, appreciation, and experimentation space located in Crosstown Concourse. You can find out more information on their Instagram page at Memphis Listening Lab or on their website at memphislisteninglab.org.
Support for WYXR comes from Minglewood Hall, presenting St. Paul and the Broken Bones on Thursday, October 16th. Tickets and more information can be found at minglewoodhallmemphis.com.
WYXR.